echte ervaring.
Don't bother me, I'm working. Don't bother me, I'm working. Remember that shit?
Yeah.
With Diddy. Was that Diddy?
Yeah, I think it was.
Dog. That shit, you know how many times I've, you know, somebody I care about might have hit me up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I was in the middle of some shit, and I wanted to text them that shit back. Don't bother me, I'm working. But I don't really got the courage to do it.
Exactly. I don't want to do the shit like
I ain't going to do it. Don't hit your lady with that shit.
No, fuck
don't
no.
Don't hit your lady with a gif of no. Diddy doing the Diddy bop. Talking about, don't bother me. I'm working.
Yeah.
Nah.
That's not a good look, dog.
Yeah, she go fuck you to fuck up.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Episode 54? Yeah.
Possibly?
Shit.
54. 54. There you go. Yeah.
There we go.
Episode. I had to go back to the dock for a second and be like, hold on, what number is
this? Yeah, nah. Episode 54. I was reasonably sure about that.
Yeah.
I just wanted you to back me up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I got you.
Yeah.
I got you, fam.
Episode 54, Serious Rap Shit Podcast. I'm John, your host.
I'm Josh, ever host.
And yeah. It's on and popping, dog. We got it's nice outside.
Yeah.
We got the windows flung open.
Yeah. We all had pneumonia because it was like 20 degrees last week. It's 50 degrees this week.
We y'all niggas on the East Coast, you're definitely getting pneumonia.
Yeah.
It's happening.
Yeah.
It's happening.
Stock up with some Robitussin, y'all.
Dog. Remember when Chris Rock did the shit?
Yeah.
Gotta get that tussin.
Get that tussin in you.
Stand-up comedy used to be lit. I ain't gonna say it's not lit no more, but stand-up specials used to be lit.
Yeah.
You know
it was
what
events.
Mean?
Like, it was an event. Like, yo, you know, Chris Rock Joe coming on HBO this weekend, blah, blah, blah. And then on Monday, you all came in and talked about, you know what I mean, that weekend and
jokes
shit.
And shit. Then you get the DVDs.
Yeah.
Remember DVDs was like 6 months out?
Yeah.
Some shit would come on or come out. You get the DVD like 6 months later.
Yeah.
They dropped
I remember when... Like the VHS would come out like a year after shit was in the movie theater.
Yeah.
Like you had to wait.
Absolutely.
Like kids don't understand like the on demand aspect of like how life is now.
Dog.
Like they get upset if there's like, oh, that's a shitty copy on whatever.
Mr.
You know,
World
on,
Premiere or fucking what's that shit? Put Locker or
something. Yeah, exactly.
Shit.
Yeah. They say, oh, some shitty copy, blah, blah, blah. Yo, I didn't get to watch this movie for like 6 months, like in a year.
Dog. It shows you technology was so ass when we were kids. I remember I had a bootleg copy of Friday, the original Friday.
Yeah.
Remember the young lady that played Craig's girlfriend? It was like, hood rat, hoochie mama.
Yeah.
That John. She.
What the fuck is her name?
Paula J. Parker?
Paula J. Parker, yeah.
Something like that.
I was about to say Paula Deen for a second. That's definitely not
shit.
Her.
Nah, she not Paula Deen. I got a funny Paula Deen story, too. I don't know if I ever told it on the podcast. But the scene where she calls Craig and she's like, I heard you was fucking with that bitch. Da, 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 da. And she's like yelling at him and shit. And, you know, she's in the bed, and if you look in the background, it's a dude.
It's
a dude with his shirt off and, like, some work pants sleeping in the bed next to her while she's grinding up her boyfriend.
I didn't peep that
cheap.
The first time I saw it.
Fam, my bootleg copy of Friday was so ass. It was in it. It was so dark because a nigga had filmed it in the theater.
Yeah.
It was so dark. And homeboy, you know, he was a little... melanin rich. I couldn't see him in the original. I saw that shit years later on somebody's computer or some shit. And I was like, yo, who is my man laying in the bed? I didn't even realize.
Yeah.
It's fucked up.
Nah, I remember that shit, though. I remember getting like the really bad copies of like fucking like VHS. Though, first of all, VHS is a terrible platform to watch anything on. Like, the quality is so trash.
It's looking ass.
Yeah. Then when you're, like, taping something, like, and then you're constantly taping over and over and over, though, that the quality degrades. And, like, though, if you got, like, the 50th copy of that fucking joint, you were getting the worst thing in the world.
Yep, it's terrible.
You essentially, you were better off just not going to see that movie. Like, you know what I mean?
You was better off seeing it once and then going home and imagining the shit.
Yeah.
Any time you wanted to replay it.
Exactly.
Because the VHS copies was terrible.
I remember taping. You remember taping shit off like TV?
Oh, yeah.
And like, yo, I would tape over the same tape over and over. And yeah. Be watching the shit like, yo, why is this shit so trash?
This shit look terrible.
Like, well, because you taped 93 things over it. Like, it would cut off, and then all of a sudden, the thing that was underneath of it would cut on.
You would play it and shit. Yeah. You remember making, like, a mixtape of some shit? Like, you'd be sitting watching TV all day, and you might tape, like, 20 minutes of Al Bundy.
Yeah.
Then you'll tape, like, Double Dare or some goofy shit.
Dog, I had one joint I remember specifically. Doesn't age well now. I had The Cosby Show on it.
Yeah.
I know, and I remember specifically which Cosby Show episode. It was the one where they were buying that picture. Remember when they was going to the auction to buy the picture?
Oh, shit, yeah.
I had that one on. I have no idea why that one of all ones I had on tape.
Yeah.
And, like, it was that. It was an episode of Married with Children. Mm-hmm. It was an episode of The Simpsons.
Yeah.
And then I think there was an episode of G.I. Joe on that tape.
Oh,
I must have played that tape so many times, dog.
Yeah.
Because back then, like, just the sheer on demand aspect that you have now of legal, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. You get anything. Yeah.
Like, I remember telling my kids, like, yo, I didn't have Cartoon Network when I was a kid. Or, like, even now, like, Nickelodeon plays cartoons all the way up to like 3 or 4 in the morning.
You young people, it's a few of y'all that listen to this. You know how bullshit Nickelodeon was, Nick at Night? We had to watch shit from our parents' era. Dobie Gillis, Patty Duke, all the like black and white 50s shit was like no black people in it. Half of Nickelodeon was that shit.
Yeah. Watching fucking Dick Van Dyke Show.
Fucking Dick Van Dyke.
He tripping over the fucking ottoman on the floor.
That nigga fell over the same ottoman every episode.
Yeah.
And we had to watch that shit as kids.
And that was comedy, dog.
Dog. As kids, them niggas would be watching like I Love Lucy. They stop in the middle of the show and do a commercial for a cigarette ad or some shit. Not like they stop and play a commercial. Literally, the actors stop
fucking,
and pick up the product and do an ad for it. You know, when Lucy needs
cigarettes.
You know what I'm saying? When Lucy needs to do her laundry, she calls on Johnson's Laundry Powder and does that shit in the middle of the show, and then them niggas go back and start acting. Nickelodeon was playing that kind of shit when we was kids. We wasn't getting like a bunch of Ren and Stimpy.
No.
You get a little bit of that shit. And a bunch of the old shit.
Before that, when we were younger, or even into like our early, like, not early teens, but like preteen era, you know, cable wasn't always prominent in everybody's cribs.
Listen.
You might have had to go home and watch MathNet as your entertainment on PBS until you got PBS until about 6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, you was watching Doctor Who reruns, dog.
Absolutely. Doctor Who, you was watching fucking Bill Moyers or some goofy shit.
Watching Charlie Rose and you're like 12 years old, dog. Like,
niggas was intelligent, dog. Watching that ass Charlie Rose talking to Oliver North or some shit.
Yeah, like, dog, that's what we have for entertainment.
Like,
dude, fam,
I'm a kid. I want to see a cartoon. Not these niggas discussing Iran-Contra. It's terrible.
Yeah.
But yeah. A lot of shit's been going on, you know, especially in our beloved city of Philadelphia. The motherfucking Eagles are going to the Super Bowl.
Hey. Whoa.
Josh is not an Eagles fan. You know what I'm saying? Which, that's cool. It's real shit. I don't even get mad because you got a lot of people born and bred Philadelphians who don't rock with the Eagles.
Yeah.
I do not care. I've met Philadelphians who you're a Bucks fan.
Yep.
You've been a Bucks fan.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Same with the Yuckin' Ears, dog.
Come on. My man not riding waves.
Creamsicle jerseys,
yeah. He, you know, exactly. Creamsicle, exactly.
Yeah.
So he been riding that, you know what I mean? He been riding with his team. I've met, you know, Philly folks who were Bears fans or, you know, whoever. As long as you don't live here, you're a motherfucking Cowboys fan.
Yeah, Cowboys fans get the
You trash.
get the resign.
Yeah.
Part of it, too, is because a lot of Cowboys fans were not Cowboys fans until, like, they were really good in the 90s.
Y'all niggas wasn't fucking with Tony Dorsett.
Yeah. Or, you know what? You get, like, you get two things. You get, like, Cowboys fans who became Cowboys fans in, like, the late 80s, early 90s when they became really good.
Yeah, yeah.
Or you have, like, yo, my pop was a Cowboys fan when Tony Dorsett and all that kind of shit.
Get grandfathered into that bullshit.
So now you're like, well, you know, I'm a fan because my pop was a fan or my grandpa was a fan. You know what I mean? So, I don't know, dog. My rule is you pick your team. If it's not the home team, that's cool. Yeah, that's your team. But you better ride with your team.
Don't hop on the Super Bowl wave.
So all the highs and all the lows.
Good boy.
Take that fucking ride. Because
that's what we've been doing.
Yeah.
And I'm not even like a super football dude, but I've been an Eagles fan for my whole life because I fucking live here.
Yeah.
And I've been rooting for them my whole life because I fucking live here.
Yeah.
Nigga, I got a rhyme book with Fred Barnett autographing that bitch from 88. I'm trying to tell
Arkansas
you.
Saw Fred.
You know what I'm saying? So... disrespectful. So,
no, that's his nickname, dog. Arkansas Fred.
It's why? Because he went to Arkansas?
Something like that, or he's from Arkansas. I don't know, but I know that's his nickname.
I never heard of, I thought you were just like calling him like a bumpkin or something.
No.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. Okay. All right. So, you know, we rolled with these niggas through all of this heartbreak. For real, we could get our heart broken. Coming up, it can happen. You know what I mean? Because ain't no guarantee. A lot of motherfuckers
playing the goat, dog.
I hate him so much, dog. I hate Tom Brady so much, dog. I hate the fucking Patriots.
My girl is a Patriots fan.
Jesus.
My son's a Patriots fan.
Jesus.
My kid's mother is a Patriots fan.
Why?
So, like, I kind of got a low-key root for him because, like, I don't want everybody mad, dog.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
I don't want everybody in shitty moods. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that fall back on you.
Yeah, exactly.
Dog.
Let's go Patriots.
Oh, my God. It ain't going to happen. So, can one of y'all niggas, I'm going to edit this out, one of y'all niggas, like, find Tom Brady and, like, Nancy Kerrigan, this nigga? You know what I mean?
Dog, he's just gonna drink like a kale smoothie and be right back at it.
Like, oh my God.
He drinks, he eats like avocado ice cream and shit. Like, he's got like this really like strict, super strict diet.
I feel like avocado ice cream is like every white person in West Philly.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a thing.
Yeah.
You know?
They're just not supreme athletes.
Yeah. No, none of y'all niggas is athletic. None of y'all. I see y'all running for the trolley in the morning, and it's a ghastly sight. Ghastly, I tell you. It's terrible.
But, yo, listen, shout out to the Eagles. You know, congratulations to them.
Hey.
And, yo, I said, like, this is the most Philly thing in the world is that they got there with a backup quarterback.
Shout out to my man Nick Foles.
Yeah.
God damn.
Because, like, if it was Carson Wentz, they fuck around with a loss the first playoff game or some shit like that. Like, you know what I mean? But because it's Nick Foles, and then next year, like, the crazy thing would be for them to go and win. And then next year coming in, WIP is going to be so lit with callers and being like, oh, no, Foles won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody should ride with Foles.
Foles blah, versus blah, blah. Wentz. What do you got? Who's really going to be the quarterback for this team?
I do feel kind of bad for him, where he was having a majestic season.
For
crazy.
Real.
Like having like MVP-level season.
Straight up.
To then get hurt and now miss this aspect of it, like, that sucks.
That's got to be bad.
And Jason Peters.
Yeah, yeah.
For being a soldier for all these years, played in a couple playoff games for him, been the best player they've had. You know, he's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Like, he's a legit Hall of Famer. And the year they go to the Super Bowl, he's hurt.
Yeah.
Like, that sucks.
God damn.
That's got to be the worst feeling.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure you're happy for your teammates. You're like, yo, this is great, blah, blah, blah. Yo, I'm hurt.
I can't play.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, so if I do win, it's more of a career thing at that point.
Yeah, it's like, oh, yeah, he got a ring.
Yeah, I got a ring because I career. It's almost like when, you know, like fucking James Jones winning rings with the Heat and shit. Like, excuse me, burped on the mic. With the Heat and shit on, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, you really wasn't. Like, you know what I mean?
You
like,
was there.
Yeah,
but...
or Juwan Howard. Like, you know what I mean? Like, dog, you toiled in the league for years and blah, 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 and you got
a
ring.
Beast for a while.
Yeah, and you got your ring at the end. Like, that's cool. I get it. But, like, you know, that ain't, I contributed to that ring.
I wish that would have happened for T-Mac.
Yeah,
I know what I mean.
I thought that year with the Spurs, they were gonna do it, man.
Yeah,
I thought they were gonna do it that year.
I wish that would have happened for him.
I feel bad for dudes like him, Grant Hill.
Yeah,
dudes that said injuries just took their career. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean?
Dudes
like,
that were incredible.
Yeah,
yeah,
that were like special players.
Yeah,
and their career got just taken. You know what I mean?
Grant Hill was that nigga when he came out of school.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
It's a shame. It's a shame because he was such a great fucking player, man.
Yeah.
Even though I fucking hate Dukies.
Oh, yeah. Fuck Duke.
He was such a great fucking player, man.
Is it true? I saw something. I don't want to get too...
If it's negative about Duke, yes, it's true.
God, it ain't. Is it true that three of the top recruits...
Yes. They're getting the number one. I think it's the number one, number two, and number four recruits in the nation.
What the fuck? Going to Duke for... Jesus Christ. Yeah. So, yeah.
Must be nice, dog.
Yeah, yeah.
They must pay really good
money. Oh, yeah, I was going to say, they're putting kids on salary. It's no way. It's no way, you know, not to slander them motherfuckers or be, not necessarily slander, but to be liable, however that goes. But, you know, they got to be paying these kids.
Yeah, they have to, dog.
You know?
my thing is.
Niggas just love Duke. They love the jerseys. Get the fuck out of here.
Nah, a lot of it is. And it's a super hard school to get into academically. Like, it's a hard, you know, they're one of, like, those really hard academic schools. So that's my thing where it's like, or it's also where it's like, yo, so-and-so school's getting in trouble for recruiting. Like, Alabama, when Nick Saban went back there. Like, all of a sudden, like, he's a really good coach, no doubt. And he's a great recruiter. He's getting some of the best players in college football, right? That ain't just luck either.
Hell
like,
no.
You know what I mean? Like, hell you don't no. turn around a program overnight. Just because you're a really good coach and get recruiter. Great kids. Like,
come on.
That's not how it works, man.
No. Y'all niggas seen the program?
Yeah.
Y'all niggas seen Blue Chips?
Yeah.
Like, you know what it is. Come on.
Somebody at Alabama that got a new fucking fucking corn shucker or whatever the fuck that thing was they gave my man.
Yo, they did. They gave his pops. Yeah. His pops like a tractor or some shit.
Yeah, a tractor. That's what it was.
Dog. That was terrible. I'm going to watch that movie.
Yeah. Oh, it's bad. Oh, it's really bad. I watched it a couple years ago. Man. Dog, relying on Shaq to be like your lead actor.
Yeah.
Not a good move.
Dog. Who was the white boy? So it was like Shaq, Penny.
Oh, I don't know if he was a real player or not.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. That's why I asked.
Maybe he was. Maybe he was like a college dude. Like he graduated college or something. I don't know.
It's like an Eric Montross looking bull.
Yeah, that's exactly what he was.
Yeah.
Yeah, he kind of looked like Big Country or some shit like
that. Yeah, yeah. God damn.
Yeah.
But yeah. What else has been...
Been popping?
Yeah. What else has been going on out here?
Shout out to my baby. She sent me my early birthday present.
Oh, I see you flexing over there.
Yeah, I'm stunting on. Yeah, I mean.
Do you want to say what it is?
No, I don't want to stunt on nobody too hard. Yeah, okay, I mean, but know. No, really nice present from my baby, and I appreciate it. She knows she's my heart. So, shit's been kind of up and down, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm appreciative of the moment.
Word.
That makes any sense.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm appreciative of the moment.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know, it's just been okay. Like,
yeah.
Up, down, but I'm still here. We still making moves. You know what I mean?
I feel like it's been...
making moves with Puff.
Hey, don't bother me. I'm working.
You know what I'm saying? I think we have the title for the
episode. It's got to be. It's got to be. I've been seeing a lot of folks... It's been like deaths in people's family.
Yeah.
Folks been losing jobs, getting jobs, babies born, babies crying, mama's crying and dying. You know what I mean? It's just been like a lot of shit, a lot of energy around these first few weeks of 2018. If you feeling things, you know, experiencing things that's not positive, not to get on some like, you know, keep your head up.
John Pak Chopra.
It's perfect. not to be on that wave, but, you know, it's a long game. It's a long year. My man,
Yo, and it's, sorry,
his
listen.
His gif over there popping and making noises.
I apologize for anybody.
I'm trying to be serious.
I have absolutely no idea how to, like, I just got a new phone last week, too, and I have no idea how to put it onto, like, vibrate. I have no idea how to make it not make noise. So if you hear noise, it's my phone.
Yeah, y'all gonna be hearing some phone calls, some texts through this whole thing. But just, you know, be optimistic. Keep your head up, even though I said I wasn't gonna say that. And it'll be better. You know what I mean? And if it's not, then you'll be dead and you won't notice. Bing, bang, boom.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, I'm with that. Like, yo, shit can be fucked up in it, but you have to kind of, like, power through.
Yeah, you got to keep going. Like, I go through shit.
Yeah.
Shit's fucked up.
Yeah.
But it's beautiful, too.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's a beautiful struggle.
Shout out to Talib Kweli.
Yeah, shout out, whatever, I guess.
Is that from a book? That's got to be from a book.
Yeah, I'm sure.
He's the type nigga, all his album titles are like a book or some shit.
Because doesn't he own like a black bookstore in like Brooklyn or something like that?
Yeah. Shout out to black people owning things in Brooklyn. Lord knows.
I guarantee, you know what? He might not own that shit no more. I'm about to look that up. I'm about to Google that.
That shit a yoga studio now?
Yeah, probably. Probably an artisanal mayonnaise shop.
Jesus, I can't wait till the revolution comes. He's like... burn this shit down and just, what's the word, expropriate all the fucking property and shit. Y'all gentrifiers, y'all doing too much. Y'all white folks, y'all in the way. Get out of here. But you want to talk about this TDE thing?
Yeah, we can move on to that, yeah.
Yeah, so apparently, you know what I'm saying, the super friends are uniting and they're taking the show on the road. Fucking TDE, Top Dog Entertainment, are going on is it a world tour? Or is it just like the North American thing?
I don't know. I just saw they were going on tour. Much like I do a lot of times, I didn't bother to read the actual body of the article. I read the headline and I kept it moving.
We be reading articles for y'all.
Yes, I don't want y'all to think that.
I don't want y'all to think we like parents that's neglecting y'all, or no. we giving you half-assed childhoods. We read some articles for y'all. Some of this shit is off the cuff.
Yeah, some of it is. Oh, I saw that, and like,
let's talk about the thing. Yeah,
and I kept it moving, but I don't know. I know it's definitely like the U.S. right?
Yeah, because they're coming to Philly.
Yeah, it's probably. U.S. right now will be international.
Yeah.
Because they all can burn overseas. So
for real.
You know what I mean? And it's the perfect time because of SZA popping the way she popped.
Yeah. SZA, Kendrick, Schoolboy, Absol.
Isaiah Rashad.
I don't think Isaiah Rashad is going.
He's not?
Okay. I don't think so. I didn't
Maybe
see.
You should have read the article.
No, I did. Okay. And I didn't see him listed. Homeboy, Sir, what's the other dude? The dude that's on that Rhapsody song with Kendrick. I feel your energy.
Oh, okay, yeah.
That dude, I can't think of his name, Lance something.
Yeah.
I'm so bad with, like,
names.
The young people's.
Yeah, exactly.
The young people's artists. But, you know, shout out to that. Yeah, I mean, if anybody's listening who wants to pay me to go see that thing and write my opinions about it, holla at me, because I'll be free. I think they have Philly June 8th, I think it is. So, yeah, hit me up and let me know so I can go. And then, you know, we killed two birds with one stone. I can write about it for your publication, and I can come here and talk shit about it on the podcast.
I mean, if someone wants to give us, you know, passes because they want us to podcast to cover it, that would be, you know, we could give you guys really good coverage of that episode that week. That'd be a really good episode for y'all.
Yeah, and we can shout out and whore your products.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll take a break. We'll do like the I Love Lucy thing. We'll take a break.
Yeah.
And we'll shout out fucking Comcast or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, I'll shout out Comcast.
Yeah.
Can Comcast also get us those courtside seats to the Sixers game at least? What the fuck is going on?
Although
they blew another fucking lead yesterday, dog. Did you see that shit?
Who are we playing?
Oh, fucking Grizzlies.
Oh, come on.
Without Connolly and, I don't know, some other young boy that they got that's supposed to be good.
Yeah.
And we still fucking lost. I was so
And they fired
pissed.
Their coach recently, didn't they?
Yeah, in the beginning of the season. Yeah,
they
fired his ass.
Fired the brother.
Jason Kidd got fired, too.
I saw that.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
That's cool.
He'll be his wife or something like that?
He'll be back. Did he beat his wife?
I don't
fucking know. Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I think so.
Is he a man with money?
Yeah.
Probably abusive.
Do you remember when he dyed his hair blonde? Remember that?
Shit, yeah.
That may need to be the picture for this week.
It won't be. Jason Kidd. With the blonde hair? With the Demolition Man.
Yeah, that's exactly what he had.
With the Golden Lords. Nah.
The Golden Lords.
Man, I respect y'all young people doing that shit. Y'all niggas that seen, if you saw Meteor Man in the theater.
Yeah, how about that?
Don't dye your hair blonde, dog. Don't fucking do it. It ain't for you. That wave ain't for you. At all.
Nah.
But yeah. What else has been going on?
You sent this to me. I didn't get a chance to read this article, so you're going to have to break it down to me. China bans depictions of hip-hop culture on television?
Yeah. Apparently, there was a show on China that was super-duper popular.
Okay.
Depicting, you know, like, hip-hop, kids into hip-hop, and artists and shit. And the government is like, yo, dog, we don't want this shit to infiltrate, you know, our culture. So, like, depictions of hip-hop, I think they're saying, like, certain, like, tattoos and different things. You know, they associate that kind. I don't mean they by the Chinese specifically. I mean people in authority, people who are outside of, quote-unquote, youth culture, associate hip-hop with violence and all that. It's interesting to me, like, reading this and seeing that this is happening, that they're basically going to wipe this culture from the airwaves over there. It's the exact opposite dynamic of what's happening now.
That's weird to me because they generally, I don't know, they're so adoptive of outside culture so much.
China, though? I can see, like, you saying that about Japan. I don't think China's necessarily like
really?
That.
Really? I thought they were. I thought they were really more adoptive. Maybe I am thinking about Japan.
I don't know. Yeah, that's definitely like a Japanese thing. But
really?
China, if I'm, you know, y'all listening, if I'm wrong.
I know they're, like, wildly, like, strict on marijuana there. I remember listening to an interview.
Really?
Like, yo, jail sentences.
Don't
crazy.
Smoke no weed
jail sentences for, like, the littlest amounts.
That's so whack. And I'm not even, like, a smoker no more.
Yeah,
that's
no, whack.
Jesus.
I don't know, man. I mean, their government's, like, super restrictive, though, right? Like, like, as far as, like, because they're communists, though, right? Are they still considered communists?
I guess. I don't even think. I think it's, like, all of the repression and none of the, you know, empowerment of the population.
Oh, yeah, no. Well, you know what? That's governments, period. Like, governments take systems and they go, oh, we're communists. Like, yeah, we're communists in the name communism at all, period, but not in, like, the actual practices of the theory. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I think it's not trying to eventually abolish the state.
No. Because they're not going to relinquish power. Because power, like, once they acquire power, they're not going to relinquish it.
Absolutely.
I wonder if that's a symptom of hip hop can be empowering.
Yeah.
And so any kind of ideas like that, they can't afford to have. Hip hop is revolutionary. Like, it's a true revolutionary.
Be.
Yeah.
It can be
a true revolutionary art.
Yeah.
So that idea that they have to get rid of it and to stamp it out because, like, they can't afford any. Like, I'm sure they're very restrictive of their youth, period.
Yeah. Charlie, let us know.
Yeah. Although, you know what? We just figured it out, dog.
Word.
Charlie was monitoring the podcast simply for the fact that he can report back and talk about the revolutionary practice of hip hop that we talk about on the podcast every week.
Word.
To now that he's part of the stamping it out. I think we figured it out, y'all. We cracked his con.
Charlie, you over there working with the Chinese company. Shout out to my man, yo. Shout out to my man. Charlie, when's your wedding? When is Charlie getting married?
Next month.
Is it February?
Yeah.
Congratulations to Charlie.
Yes. Shout out.
Hell yeah.
Shout out to Charlie.
We love you.
And his missus.
Yeah.
Shout out to y'all. We love you.
Very lovely and sweet person that I've met.
Yeah, I met her.
Maybe once or twice.
I met her twice, yeah. But she was very nice when I met her. Shout out to him, but not shout out to him for reporting back to China, the Chinese government.
That's whack, Charlie. Yeah. I don't know why you did that.
We was trying to convert you. We was trying to make you a double agent, man.
Yeah,
dog. I guess it ain't work.
I've been watching The Colony.
Okay.
It's on Netflix. It's basically about, it's set in Los Angeles, and there's an alien invasion. And before the invasion goes down, the aliens basically recruit, like, a shadow government.
Okay.
Who's going to help with, like, the transition from human rule to alien rule. And these motherfuckers, they launched this attack in L.A. They killed a bunch of, like, CIA, a bunch of law enforcement, a bunch of military, people who would be, you know, more apt to fight back. And long story short, after they took over, they built huge walls around certain districts. So there's, like, this big wall around L.A. There's a big wall around, I don't fucking know, New York or some shit. Certain cities like Dallas, fuck Dallas, they nuked and destroyed. They destroyed Dallas.
Shout out to my homie of Myth living down in Dallas.
You know what I'm
saying? I mean, you don't want to. Yeah. This lady had him down there, but.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to either.
Nah.
But long story short, the main narrative outside of this overarching invasion narrative, the main narrative is centered around a family. The dad was FBI. The mom was a bartender.
Okay.
And they have, like, three kids. And the mom is, like, a double agent for, like, the revolution. But or the resistance against the aliens, but she also be feeding information to her husband, who's also a double agent, working against the aliens sometimes, but officially working for the aliens. It's fucking ridiculous, dog, and it's wasting all of my time.
That's how you know it's good, yeah?
Yeah. I'm watching this shit like, oh, okay. Yeah. It looped me in like the first episode.
How many seasons are there?
It's two.
It's two seasons?
I just started season two, like right when you was coming over.
Ten episodes?
I don't fucking know. I can't remember. Something like that. All right. 10 or 11.
Might have something to waste time tonight at work.
Yeah. Nah, it's like, it reminds me of Alien Nation. A lot of shit reminds me of Alien Nation. But
any sour milk?
They was drinking milk on that shit.
No, I don't like watching people drink regular milk. Like,
yeah, it's rare. If I don't want to get, you know, lost in what I'm talking about. I ain't really talking about nothing. It don't fucking matter. y'all niggas listening. But if I'm eating like donuts or some shit, I'll drink like almond milk or something. But like a glass of shit raw out the cow, I'm not sitting there drinking that shit. No. Not in 2018, dog.
No.
I'm not doing it.
I can't even fuck with the almond milk like that. None of, like, all of it. Just, like, that creamy texture. Like,
yeah.
I just can't do it no more.
Yeah. I have my days when I want it, but.
Yeah, I'll be eating, like, some cookies or something. Be like, yo, a glass of milk or a piece of, like, chocolate cake or something.
I was baking cookies yesterday. I was tearing them shits up. But yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I made some cookies the other day, and I touched a couple of them, and that was it. The ones I made from scratch.
Oh, okay.
I made a bunch of those. Shout out to me for making cookies from scratch. You heard? I made a bunch of them, dog, and I ate like five. And I put them in the fridge. That was my mistake, because I put them in the fridge, and so they got like super rock hard.
Yeah.
And I just never went back to them. They're still sitting in the fridge. It's like a whole fucking batch. And I'm like, dang, I ain't touching that shit.
Cookies and french fries are like the opposite of fried chicken. Not fried chicken, you leave it in the refrigerator overnight, especially like wings, and it gets like magical taste powers and is even better the next day.
You know what else is like that? Lasagna is like that.
Is it?
Yeah.
Dog, I ain't eat lasagna since I was a kid.
Lasagna is so good the next day, dog.
Really?
So good.
Spaghetti's kind of ass the next day.
Yeah, you know what it is?
It can be. It depends on how you make it.
You know what part of it is with spaghetti so much? Is when you reheat it, you cook the noodles some more.
Yeah.
So they become softer and soft. So by like the second or third day, it's washed.
You're torturing yourself. Yeah. Don't even do it.
It becomes like soggy, nasty shit. You don't even want it.
Yeah. But lasagna, you just heat it back up. It's like bacon. It ain't like you, I don't fucking know. I don't know.
Yeah, I think part of it is because it's so thick. Like, you know what I mean? Lasagna is so good the fucking next day, yeah.
Oh, you know what my mom used to make when we was kids? She used to make like goulash.
Yeah.
Have had that shit.
Like a big pot of like
just everything. Types of soup, none of that kind of shit.
No, it's not soup. It's not soup. Imagine like the pasta sauce and the ground turkey or ground beef.
Yeah, yeah.
And like all the peppers and shit.
Okay.
It's like a big bowl of like better spaghetti.
Really?
But with like little noodles and shit. Not like spaghetti.
Not spaghetti noodles. Kind of like almost like ribbon noodles or something like that.
Some other shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. That's the shit. I remember we had a Super Bowl party when I was in like fifth grade. And I invited a bunch of kids over. And we watched. I think it was the year the Bills lost.
What year? Because they lost four.
I was going to say, when homeboy, I think they were playing Dallas, if I'm not mistaken. Homeboy.
Twice.
He had the ball. He was
showboating. Leon Lett.
And
he's running through. And then Steve Tasker chased him down.
Slapped it out his head, and they lost.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was that one.
Maybe it wasn't Steve Tasker. Maybe it was one of the other white receivers. It was something like that.
No, it was, Don
Beebe.
Don Beebe.
It was Don Beebe.
I was about to say his name was Don something. It was Don Beebe.
All about that Tecmo Bowl life.
Y'all niggas don't know. Y'all niggas know about having Marcus Allen and motherfucking
Bo Jackson
in the same backfield. Both them niggas 500, 600 yards.
How the fuck did they not win a ton of Super Bowls with that backfield, dog?
How long were they together?
Only a couple years, though.
Yeah, they weren't together that long.
But still, 1 year.
Yeah.
But you know what? It is. It's football's such a game of like, so you know what I mean? Team shit that like just having the best running back. Like, look at the fucking Vikings. Vikings couldn't do shit with AP all those years.
Yeah, absolutely. And didn't the Raiders have, who was their receiver, like their main receiver? Was it Tim Brown then?
Not then, I don't think. Maybe it was.
Like
maybe
Tim Brown.
He wasn't, was around for so long.
Yeah, because that was before Rice came.
Yeah. Rice don't come so late.
That was years later. Yeah.
Rice don't come so the year they lost to the Bucks in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
He came like 2 years before that.
Yeah. Jesus. Shout out Tecmo Bowl.
Yeah, shout out Tecmo Bowl, dog. Shout out Tecmo Bowl. Yo, did you see the Tom Hardy mixtape thing?
I ain't gonna hold you. I don't even know who Tom Hardy is, dog.
Bane in Dark Knight Rises.
Oh, word?
Yeah.
Okay.
trying to think. He's the boy who played the Krays in the Kray Brother movie.
The fuck is that?
The gangsters, the British gangsters.
Oh, no, I ain't see that shit.
Really, that's a good movie. That's actually a pretty good movie.
I see, like, in full disclosure, I saw a lot of my people on social media being like, yo, Tom Hardy had a mixtape. This shit crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
And crazy, I'm just like, I don't know who this person is. I'm sorry.
I saw a video of him like 3 or 4 years ago where he's got like his son and like one of those baby Bjorn things, or his kid. I don't know if it was a boy or a girl.
Yeah.
Excuse me. In one of those baby Bjorns. And like he's rhyming and shit like that.
Oh, shit.
And it was like, yo, that's dope. Like, so I knew he was kind of into hip hop and shit like that.
Yeah.
But then like this dropped, like I listened to it.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like underground 90s hip hop.
It's very backpackers.
Yeah.
Very backpackers. Them niggas would have sold that shit on Sandbox Automatic back in the day, or HipHopInfinity.com back in the day. And niggas would have went crazy off of it. And by niggas, I mean white backpackers.
Yeah.
It had that whole feel, you know? Like, it felt like some, like, Rhymesayer shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it was definitely, the beat sounded that way.
Yeah.
Listen.
It was cool.
Yeah, he's not super talented, though, as an MC.
Listen, who is?
I mean, there's a lot of super talented
MCs. You know, if you listen to this right now, you got 8 niggas that you know that rap bad. And I don't mean bad meaning good. You got 8, 9 niggas that you know that's in your general friend circle that can't rap. So I'm not, you know, I'm not judging Bull harshly.
Yeah, no.
And plus, he ain't trying to G off with this shit.
No, exactly.
Somebody probably just, a nigga he knew, it might have been his DJ or producer or whatever, just was like, oh, man.
I think that's what they said. I think they said, like, because I think the dude that he did the beats with, that was doing the beats, is like a producer on a bunch of things that he's done or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So he found it and like uploaded it.
Yeah, threw it on Bandcamp and shit.
Yeah.
You know, now it goes.
Yeah, I listen, man. Like, listen, you were a big Brian Austin Green fan. I'm sure it was.
Were. Be it are.
It rules your fucking iTunes. Yo, dog, I guarantee if I go on your iTunes, it probably has more plays than, like, Biggie.
You mean to tell me that you believe that I've listened to Brian Austin Green from 90210's 1995 classic album, One Stop Carnival, more than I've listened to Ready to Die? That's what you think?
Yes.
You are mistaken.
I seriously doubt that.
Nah, it's no fucking way. Because plot twist, I still had the tape of that shit up until like 2015, 2016. So I would rock the tape. I don't even think that shit in my iTunes right now.
For real?
Nah, it is.
Just that you keep that hidden. You keep that in the slight folder.
I don't even be like real shit. Like, I don't even be ashamed of shit that I like. You know what I mean? If I like it, I fuck with it. I don't have that I don't be embarrassed. A lot of y'all motherfuckers be embarrassed about shit you listen to.
Yeah. Nah, dog, I don't give a fuck. Like,
because the way I look at it, it's percentages.
Yeah.
If you listen to 98% cool shit, you can get 2% whack shit. That's cool.
Yeah, I don't care about other people's opinion enough to be like, yo, people think that's whack. I don't care, dog. Yeah, I like it. Like, if I like shit, I like it. Simple and plain.
You ever have a motherfucker, he likes some shit or she likes some shit? And you be like, oh, man, I don't fuck with that shit. That shit whack. And they be like, well, who you like?
Yeah.
So they can grind up whoever you fuck with. Like, it's not a competition.
No.
You like what speaks to your spirit. Yeah, and it's
plus
fine.
I don't like whack shit. So
there you go. Yeah. You will be hard-pressed to go in my library if I was whack shit.
Yeah. Although, I just switched to an iPhone, and I fucking... like, you got to put in, like, my ID, Apple ID and all that shit.
Yeah.
To get on my iTunes. My iTunes is terrible, dog.
Really?
Because it was so limited at the time because I just, and then on top of that, a lot of shit I had might or might not have been illegally acquired. And at one point, like, Apple went through and tore all your non-Apple shit out.
Wow. Fuck you, Apple.
So... like, all the shit I had that wasn't, like, official copyrighted
like
music.
Like, purchased the shit.
Yeah, like, they got rid of. So, like, my fucking library is super limited. There's a bunch of shit I bought on there for my kids.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like,
kids bop shit.
Yeah, like, this the Chris Brown, like, one of the first Chris Brown records, my daughter was in love.
Yeah, yeah.
And I bought it for her. So, now, like, I'll get in my car, and even if I was listening to, like, Tidal beforehand or whatever... Apple iTunes, because I guess it's the Apple phone, like, automatically is the first one that jumps up.
Oh, wow.
And so, like, I'll get in my car, and, like, Chris Brown's first record will just pop up on my shit, and I'm like, sitting here listening to fucking, like...
Yeah. I keep sit on it, popping.
Yeah, exactly.
I want to hear that, like, shit.
I want to hear this.
Hell no.
Then, like, I'm still learning the phone, because I still don't know how to make it work all that right.
Yeah.
So, like... I'm trying to get it off and turn it the fuck off, and I can't figure out how to get into the app to do it. Jesus. Like, dog, it's so fucking bad, yo. What were we talking about?
I don't fucking know.
Oh, our library is being trashed. We're talking about Tom Hardy's mixtape.
Go out and support my bro, Tom Hardy.
He needs your money, dog.
He need it, yo. He out here struggling backpack rapper.
Yeah.
He performing at the Fire next week. Go buy his shit, dog. Support my man.
His SoundCloud so lit, yo.
Yeah, yeah. It's more lit than mine. I know it. My shit.
Mine doesn't exist. Never look up my SoundCloud.
Why would you say that? Like, that's like saying, yo,
please go listen to my SoundCloud.
Yeah, don't ever go in my backyard and dig for bodies under that gazebo that I built last summer. Like, nah, you're not supposed to say that. You're supposed to be low and not say nothing.
Yeah, true indeed.
Jesus Christ.
Yo, the Oscar nominations came out today.
Hey, shout out to the Oscars.
Oscars might not be so white this year.
Yeah, I mean, the opposite of what I said.
But no, legit, the Oscars may not be so white this year.
Yeah, yeah.
Get Out got 4 nominations, though.
Damn, Best Picture, though?
Got Best Picture.
Whoa.
Best Director.
Come on.
Best Original Screenplay.
What?
And Best Actor. The brother in there. Well, I don't know his name.
Daniel. I can't say the last
part. Yeah, he's an African.
Or dude, I don't know the. Yeah.
I think he's a British dude.
He's British, but his people might be from like Nigeria or some shit. Yeah, it makes sense.
But he got that nomination too. He deserves it.
He did his thing on that. He did his thing on that so deep. A lot of y'all niggas, after that movie came out and they was like interviewing him during like the press junket and he started talking in a British accent, a lot of y'all motherfuckers was shocked. You ain't even know that he wasn't like, you know, an American, African-American dude. A lot of people thought he, you know, was not British.
Yeah. Yeah, no, he was amazing in that.
Yeah.
He was amazing in that.
He did his thing.
And, yo, shout out to Jordan Peele, yo.
First time out the gate.
Yeah.
And, I mean, he got a lot of experience directing with, and, I mean, Keanu was... It was both of them, right, that they directed that together. And he got a lot of experience with the Key and Peele show.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he knocked that. For that to be, like, his first solo dolo full length, he knocked that shit out the fuck apart.
Yeah, yeah, full length, definitely.
Feature length, I mean.
Definitely, and that's an amazing feat. I don't know how many directors have had that happen, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
I think Spike got snubbed
for...
His first feature. She's gotta have it. Yeah.
Did he get nominated for Do the Right Thing?
I'm pretty sure it did.
I think so.
Did it get nominated or did it? Because I know famously, Driving Miss Daisy won that year, but I can't remember if Do the Right Thing was considered for best film.
Yeah. Yeah. Damn. He deserved it for that. He should have won for that and for
Hell
Malcolm.
Yeah.
You said
and for Malcolm too?
Yeah, for Malcolm.
Hell yeah.
He should have won for Malcolm.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, that's what's up. I'm really happy for Jordan, man. Like, cause that's such a fucking, it's such a good movie, man.
Yeah, it's dope.
Such a good movie. And like right on the verge of we're getting Black Panther comes out another couple weeks. I don't know if we're going to be able to do the screening thing for it because it's fucking sold out.
Yeah, I tried. We tried, y'all.
Yeah, we tried to look into doing like the Thursday night or something like that.
Yeah.
But it's...
We finna be in the parking lot robbing niggas for tickets. Because, I tried to look.
They going to be outside scalping them joints like a fucking Sixers game or something.
Oh, yeah.
Dog. Like,
for real.
It was crazy packed. Like, yeah. like the all the advanced screenings are sold out.
Yeah.
So...
God damn.
What the
advanced
something?
Screenings or advanced tickets?
Advanced tickets, tickets. But yeah, all those are sold out, so we're gonna be having to figure something out, but I'll be seeing that shit open the weekend.
Yeah, motherfuckers talking about if you buy a bootleg of Black Panther and you black, that's the same as voting for Trump. Listen, I'm not finna be left out of these these memes. I'm not finna be left out of this conversation that's about to happen around this film. So if I got to go to the laundromat at 58th and Woodland in Southwest and see my man that be in there with the 8X Avirex and the motherfucker do-rag and the folder full of bootleg DVDs, if I got to go see him that night because I can't get a ticket because they all sold out, guess where I'm going to be at? I don't give a fuck.
Hey, listen, man. Sometimes you got to do what you got to do, man.
Listen.
I mean, I'm definitely going to be there opening weekend because I'm going to have the kids there opening weekend.
Oh, shit,
you know what I mean?
So, if I can get in, then I'm going to go. I'm going to try.
Yeah.
But, you know, I ain't waiting until the Tuesday matinee to see that shit.
True,
nah.
You don't get that opening weekend, you're going to be out of the...
Nah. Niggas will be firing off memes and saying all kind of crazy shit. And I'm going to be like, I don't get it. That seems like it's funny. Nah. Mm-mm. Seeing that shit.
No,
the,
you want
the same opening weekend.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
opening night.
I'm gonna see it. I'll probably see it like that Saturday morning. I'll go to like the 10 o'clock show, so it's like $5 a piece. Cause I'm poor. And I'll take the kids to go see that like early.
Yeah, hell
You know what I mean. That way they get that shit. That way we can get that shit in. Cause I need to know. I don't want to be lost.
Yeah,
I'm gonna have to get off the internet because I don't want no spoilers. Even though it's like a Marvel movie and there's really not too many spoilers, but
that shit. You know, motherfuckers gonna be super aggressive with that no spoiler shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Some of y'all, you know, I love y'all. Some of y'all motherfuckers,
You dragged the no spoiler shit out too long.
Dog, I seen a motherfucker complaining. Someone was talking about Breaking Bad and talking about stuff that happened in Breaking Bad. And motherfucker was like, yo, man, that was spoilers. Dog, the fuck, the show is like from 5 years ago, man. Fam, you gotta catch the fuck up.
That shit started 20 years ago. That nigga's, yo, a different world. No spoilers. Get out of here. Nah, we extend you courtesy on these movies. Yeah. Or on, you know, certain TV shows. Because some motherfuckers don't want to watch Black Mirror, the whole thing. When it the day it come day out, drops. You know what I mean. Some of y'all dragging out these movies, you know, 3, 4, 5 months down the line, you still on the internet yelling at people about spoilers. You're not living your life right.
Yeah,
I don't hear that shit.
No, like I, you know, yo, there's a reasonable amount of time, like give you like shit, like yo, there's a week, 2 weeks, something like that. But like,
100%.
Yo, listen, the whole thing, the big thing with like Game of Thrones thing was like, you know, the saying on the show was like, the night is dark and full of terrors.
Yeah,
like the internet is dark and full of spoilers. 100%. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, if you don't want to be spoiled, stay the fuck off the internet.
Yeah. It's not my fault you haven't watched Pineapple Express yet.
Yeah,
my guy, get the fuck out of here with that spoiler shit.
Yeah,
for these old ass movies, old ass media.
Yeah, yeah, you can't like, dog. There's a week is like your is the most you're gonna get.
It's generous. I saw some mine a couple weeks ago. No spoilers on Get Out. Dog, that shit was out last winter.
Yeah.
Get out of here. Get out of here.
I didn't realize it was last year. It feels like it was longer than that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? It feels like it came out longer than that. But yeah, it's such a. I was rewatching it the other day. And like, dude, it's so fucking good, man.
I've only watched it once.
Really?
The night it came out.
Didn't you go back with Lissa to watch it again?
Nah.
I swore you went to the track to watch it or something like that, didn't you?
Oh, shit. Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
So I watched it twice. That's true. I forgot about
going to the track.
The track movie Mondays, yeah. That shit was whack, though, because like, you know, when we saw it on opening night, it was mostly like our folks in there.
Too many white teachers in the crowd.
Yeah, a lot of y'all devils was in there, you know what I mean, watching that shit. You know, not getting like certain cues that were happening in the movie. It's dope because it's like a interactive kind of experience the first time. Watching it with people who were not black or like a crowd who was overwhelmingly not black. Was interesting and not as fun, frankly.
Yeah.
And you know, some of that drop off in the fun was like, because I had already seen it.
Yeah,
you
know exactly. I mean? Yeah, so you don't, the shock isn't there. No more
Shit. I think some of that was like cultural stuff too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Trying to think of one, it was one moment.
And also good because you hate movies.
That's not true.
So.
It's not true. I can't even say what I want to say to prove that. In fact, I'll just say it. I just came from a...
Check it out, y'all. Check it out, y'all.
Editing that shit out.
No, keep that shit in.
Nah, I'm not doing it. I'm
flex on motherfuckers, man.
Nah. I'm editing that out. But, you know, I do enjoy film.
Yeah.
100%.
No, you don't. Disrespectful. Yo, shout out to Jordan Peele, man. Like, that's real big. He better win, yo. Or we bum rushing the show.
Like KRS did PM Dawn. Yeah. We rushing the Oscars.
Yeah, we gonna throw whoever's presenting off the stage.
Yeah. Tom Hardy. We'll throw Tom Hardy off the Is that the nigga name?
Yeah,
Tom Hardy.
No, he might, you know, he might be stage. Down for the cause. You never know.
I doubt it.
Yeah, he is an English boy. No, but like whoever will win. I don't know what other movies came out this year that could win. But whoever wins, if it's not Get Out, we bum rushing the stage, we throwing people off.
Yeah, definitely.
They really got to wash their ass, considering they gave Moonlight the award last year, and somehow they fucked it up and said it was La La Land.
That's
so
crazy.
Like, I'm sure they're really gonna be on their P's and Q's with shit this year.
You gotta be.
Excuse me, but we can start wrapping up because actually I gotta go to work.
We gotta get out of here. So new shit. Yeah. We've been listening to it. Drake. Scary Hours.
Yeah.
Want to talk about that?
Yeah, we can. It's only two songs.
Two songs, you know what I'm saying?
Little hitter out there. You know, but he does this all the time. Like, he did that shit with, like, Two Birds with One Stone, that joint with 21 Savage. Like, he did that and then dropped More Life, like, a month later.
What's the joint he did that Niggas thought was going to be on
Views from the Six, the one with Pimp C on it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Which was dope. And people was like, oh, shit, Views going to be crazy. He ain't even put it on
there. Yeah, put it on there. Yeah, he has a habit of doing that. Like, he'll drop, like, three or four songs and then, like, put an album out. So, like, I mean, it could be we're getting a Drake album in the next month or two.
We might.
I mean, there's been talk that he was in the studio. He's working on shit. So, that makes sense. Yeah. But no, it's God's Plan and something else. I can't remember the name of it.
Diplomatic Immunity.
Diplomatic Immunity, yeah, and God's Plan.
How do you feel about these songs?
I didn't like Diplomatic Immunity that much.
My man, I feel the same.
Yeah.
I feel like he's rhyming more in like a traditional like spitting sense. And I've heard a couple folks be like, oh yeah, that's the one. That's the one. With it. I wasn't really digging it.
Yeah, I don't really like that one. I like God's Plan a lot more.
God's Plan I like is that it's like he's been making the same song.
Yeah.
He's been making the same motherfucking song. Fake Love. This God's Plan shit. He's been making the same song for a while.
Yeah.
But I like it. It's got like a nice groove to it. You know what I mean? The melody's nice.
Listen, he's a hit maker, man. He knows how to make hits. So he knows how to make hits.
I'm not going to jump out the window. Some of y'all DJs, and I respect that y'all trying to break records. I respect that y'all trying to get, you know, because the DJ's supposed to do that.
Yeah.
Take chances on records and be like, yo, this going to be the one. This going to be the one. A lot of y'all giving a lot of these the one stickers out to subpar music. Or records that's not going to hit. This shit, I can see DJs being like, oh, that's the one. That's the one that's going to hit. I don't see this shit ringing in the club. The God's Plan joint, I don't see it ringing in the club like that.
Nah.
I could be completely wrong. I don't think I'm wrong.
No, you know? I mean, I could go with that. I don't think either one of these is like the club banger.
Nah, you know? Nigga's not playing that Diplomatic Immunity shit.
Nah.
He rhyming. That's just like some Smooth Hustler shit. He not rhyming. Like, nigga's not playing that. Niggas like, you know, very digestible melodic things.
Yeah.
You know, he doing a lot of like, I ain't gonna say like bars, but he's like he rhyming.
Yeah, exactly.
He
rhyming
some hip hop.
It's not like it's not one. It's not a controller. Yeah, one dance. Or shit like that
controller shit. He say 8 words in controller.
Yeah.
And that shit
go, dog.
That shit went from summer to summer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, DJs? Still,
yo, you throw that shit on right now, and motherfuckers getting up. So
y'all DJs playing that tonight, wherever you at, y'all gonna play that shit.
You got to, dog. It's an it's one of those joints that became an official party joint. You know
absolutely.
What I mean?
Absolutely.
Also, Dave East dropped P2,
Paranoia 2. Yeah.
Did you listen to that?
I did. Not the whole
joint.
I didn't give it a thorough listen.
Yeah.
I gave it a once over.
Yeah. What did you think of it? I want to get your opinion before I give you mine.
I fuck with it.
Really?
I like him as an MC.
Yeah, so do I.
You know, some of the production I liked, I thought was unique. Some of the other shit is like, you know, kind of like standard trap shit.
Yeah,
which is cool.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, I understand he a young nigga. I don't necessarily want him on. It's not a boom bap thing.
Yeah.
It's not like I want him on the boom bap joints. I want him on some more musical sounding
shit. That fits him.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I want him on some more
I don't think
musical
he really
shit.
Fits over the trap shit.
A lot of motherfuckers don't.
Yeah.
A lot of motherfuckers don't. And I understand why they do it.
Yeah, definitely.
You know what I mean? And I wouldn't fault no motherfucker. I'm like, you know, there was an interesting debate, or not even really a debate, interesting rabble, for lack of a better term, around the young cat, Afro.
Yeah.
So Afro's an MC. I think he's 17 or 18 at this point. And he's got, like, some older cats in the industry who are kind of mentoring him. And I felt like he was kind of – he raps, you know, very much in the style of, like, Big Pun.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, over the boom bap beats and shit. And people were kind of contrasting him to the other young artists in his generation, Uzi, Playboi Carti, those folks, like, oh, this is the real Afro doing the real hip-hop, you know, not like these trap kids. You know, I don't fault no young person for making the music of the moment, like the zeitgeist.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? If that kid, all these, like, older, you know, folks our age and older, you know, boom bap heads, love them some Afro. But that 19-year-old young man, if he decided, oh, I want to do trap shit because that's, you know, that's what my age group fuck with. I want to do that. Them same motherfuckers will be against them. They'll turn against them.
Yeah.
You know, Dave East is a younger dude. He ain't like, you know, 19 like Afro, but he's like a young dude.
Yeah.
You know, he should be on modern sound and production. Some of it I just want to be, you know, a little more musical because he has his imagery, wordplay, emotion, all of that stuff. He has so much as an MC.
Yeah.
I want the production to match. That's
yeah, exactly. What so I'm do I. I think just, yeah, exactly. I like the first like two or three records.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, the middle of it really drags for me.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, like, the last two records I think I like, I think are really good. So, like,
that's so tough to make something that's just like bam, bam,
yeah,
bam.
Yeah, exactly. Impact. It's also long. It's a 15-track joint.
You got a lot of joints.
You know, I'm not in favor of 15-track albums. And it's really 14 because I think one's like a skit.
Yeah.
But it's not a bad album. It's just like. It comes on really good. Those first two or three records are really, really good.
Come on strong, yeah.
Then it kind of drops a little, and the energy kind of drops a little. And then, but like, the last two records are really solid. Yeah. But again, that could be also be a product of just putting out a lot of work. You know what I mean? Because he just dropped another record earlier this year. So
late last year.
So no, but I dug it. I thought it was a good record. People should check it out. Like, especially if you're a fan of Dave East.
Absolutely, fuck with Dave East. So if you like niggas that can really rap.
Yeah.
Fuck with him.
Yeah, he's a super talented MC. Absolutely. No doubt about that.
Absolutely.
Other than that, anything else?
Nah, we good. We in and out.
We had to give y'all one for the week. Both our times are very limited this week, so we wanted to make sure we gave y'all starting off the year. We don't want to be missing episodes and shit.
Nah, we do this for y'all. Like next month.
We taking off February anyway for Black History Month, right? Like, that's the plan?
Is that the thing? I'm with it. Hell yeah. Y'all motherfuckers. Nah, this is what we gonna do. We gonna play a MLK speech for y'all motherfuckers. We gonna record it. Y'all sit and listen to that shit and learn.
Yeah, that's gonna be the episode for all 4 weeks of, all 3 or 4 weeks of February.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck with us on all different places. The iTunes, the Spotify.
Blah.
Fucking SoundCloud. Brooklyn Radio. Come on, shout out to Brooklyn Radio. Got something cooking. And other than that, yo, like, you know, on social medias and all that shit. But other than that, yo, we love y'all. Appreciate y'all for listening, man.
And when you walk in this world, make sure you walk with confidence, with love, an open heart, and an open mind.
Yes.
Peace.
Peace.
Cut that shit out.
No, keep that shit out.
Me and my fam take this rap shit seriously.